Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
We have a blockade going into effect. That'll be 10 o'clock tomorrow. Other nations are working so that Iran will not be able to sell oil.
You guys are so screwed now.
I want you to put the word out there. We back up. Understand me?
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And at regime-controlled media newsrooms across the land, well, not really across the land, but on both coasts, they are confiscating shoelaces and belts from the comrades and the and all the purple-haired types, and they're the people with nose rings and tattoos on their necks. The Democrats are devastated today. It's like Radio Moscow right before they announced the death of Uncle Joe Stalin in 1953. They're playing funeral music. I thought we had better funeral music than that. Radio Moscow had better funeral music than that. But that's good enough. The fact is, it is a devastating day for regime-controlled media because the Strait of Hormuz is completely open. Oil prices are plummeting. They're not quite down to where they were before the war started, but they are way down. And the stock market is crushing it. It's coming back. It's big time. Big time response. And meanwhile, NATO is having a meeting in Gay Paris to decide, to figure out, oh, what are we going to do about the Strait of Hormuz? Again, a day late and a dollar short. 844-500-4242. This is so amazing. And you know, we all, even if you try to avoid it, and I try to avoid it, you do run into mainstream media, even if you're just driving around in your car and you're listening to talk radio. You hear these 23-year-olds, you know, with blue hair, and you know, they're gender fluid, and they're always excited when the stock market's down. They're always excited when the gas prices are up. Anytime there's an American casualty or an American setback in a military action, they're giddy with excitement and anticipation. And they are just broken, hearted today. You could hear it in their voices. They wanted to have that chyron at the bottom of the screen about the gas prices rising or the stock market tumbling. Or, even better, to have both. Gas prices rising on the left-hand side of the screen in a chyron box, and then a chart with the stock market tumbling, crashing, collapsing on the right-hand side. 844-500-4242. Nick D says, okay, Iran terrorism brought the heel, Gaza war ended, inflation under control, Americans getting more tax money back, et cetera, et cetera. Which, will the comrades ever admit even a bit how much better America and the world is? And yes, thank you, gas will be back to $3 a gallon. That was all they cared. They didn't care about it. They only cared about it when it wasn't $3 a gallon. And by the way, I was getting it for less than $3 a gallon. I think a lot of you were. And you know what? Soon we're gonna be getting it for $3 a gallon again. And you know, I'm not saying everything's perfect. I'm not saying the midterms are gonna be perfect, but you know, it's not the doom and gloom that they've been predicting. And I heard about something today. This happened last weekend, but you know, nobody watches CNN. But Thomas Friedman, this gloomy Gus. He's one of these rich guys. He has a private jet, and he was born with a platinum spoon in his mouth. And I don't even think he lives in America. He lives in Belgium because he wants to be closer to the EU. But he's a columnist for the New York Times, and so he was on CNN, and he was saying he was torn by the war, mixed emotions, as the Rolling Stones song goes. He says, I know Iran's bad, but Trump and Netanyahu are the worst. The worst. I mean, I think during World War II, there were some newspaper columnists that didn't like FDR. But I don't think anybody was rooting for the Axis. I could be wrong. But if they were keeping their mouth shut. But anyway, this is Thomas Friedman on CNN last weekend. This is really, I mean, even by New York Times, Washington Post, very fake news, phony Pulitzer Prize standards, this is pretty amazing. Cut 13.
Yeah, I find myself, Michael, in a situation where I really want to see Iran defeated militarily, because this regime is a terrible regime for its people in the region.
And I'm surprised he's willing to concede that.
Than the replacement of this regime with a regime in Iran that was focused on enabling its people to realize their full potential and integrating peacefully with other countries and stop occupying Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. So I'm all for that. The problem is I really don't want to see Bibi Netanyahu or Donald Trump politically strengthened by this war, because they are two awful human beings. They're both engaged in anti-democratic projects in their own countries. They're both alleged crooks. They are terrible, terrible people doing terrible things to America's standing in the world and Israel's standing in the world. And so I really find myself torn. I want to see Iran militarily defeated, but I do not want to see these two terrible people strengthened.
Are they awful human beings, or are they terrible people, or can you be both? And how do they stack up against the Iranians, who killed over 40,000 of their own people in a couple of days in January, just gunning down unarmed people, mostly young people, who just wanted a chance to have a little liberty? Has Trump or Netanyahu ever executed a good wrestler who just was protesting the lack of freedom? Have they ever, they're going to hang a woman. They're going to hang a woman. 844-500-4242. 339. Tom Friedman would rather see Iran win than accolades to Trump and Bibi. Even Michael Smirkanish, I guess he's the lib host, even he was shocked when he said this. I mean, I assume you could just tell by their voices when you hear them on TV or listen to them on the radio. You could tell they're rooting for disaster, for catastrophe, for terror attacks, actually. But you're not supposed to say it out loud. That's how deranged these people are. Liberalism really is a mental disorder when you're rooting for Iran. Against democracy, against Western civilization. But this is what they're about. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You saw Graham Platner, as opposed to Justin Fairfax. Graham Platner. He was found out saying that he was really kind of enjoying the Israeli soldiers being killed in 2014. They found that's another thing they found in his social media. It's just amazing. 844-500-4242. 774 says, Howie, it's being reported Todd Lyons is resigning from his position at ICE. Yeah, that's true. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, that was officially announced. Any thoughts? Yeah, I'm sorry he's leaving. I thought he did a great job, and he was so frustrated during the term of Biden. When they were inviting and they basically shut down ICE and told them to stand down because they wanted to allow all these savages into the country to rape, murder, kill, live on welfare. And it was very frustrating for him. And I think he's done a really good job. And I think I saw today ISIS set a goal of 1 million deportations this year and 1 million deportations next year. And the only thing I can say is that's not enough. I'd like to see them all out. ASAP. All of them. I don't care where they're from. Just get them all out. But, you know, they've gotten out over 1 million probably. And ICE, DHS, Border Patrol, they all deserve to take a bow for getting them out. 844-500-4242. There is no joy in Shillville. Liberalism has struck out. But you know damn well, though, they just like when they bombed the nuclear facilities last June, they said they didn't, this was unnecessary warmongering. There was nothing there. That was Saturday night, right, when it happened. Monday morning. Intelligence reports show the American bombs did not succeed. Trump failed. Wait a second. Saturday you said there was nothing there. It'll be the same thing here. The Iranian regime is proving surprisingly resilient and is rebuilding its capacity. They've set up a new camel division for the IRGC. 844-500-4242. Are you going to relish this moment when the mainstream media goes into total mourning for the apparent victory, the rising stock market, the falling oil prices? They're crushed. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn, the only lodging on the Cape Cod National Seashore. Today only, Friday, April 17th until midnight or when sold out, owner Dave Hinchey is making you an offer you cannot afford to pass up. Go to NausetBeachInn.com and click on store. You can save 50% on a gift certificate with code Howie. Only about 100 of these are available. Don't forget to click apply coupon after entering code Howie at checkout. You'll love being at the Nauset Beach Inn. Everybody at the Howie Carr Radio Network does. And most people who go take advantage of one of these great deals, cheap bastard deals or this kind of deal. They always go back because it's such a great, great place. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is which Democrat agitprop outlet is most devastated by the Strait of Hormuz reopening, falling oil prices, and rising stock market? CNN, MS-13 DNC, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, or The Washington Post?
I'm going to say the New York Times is still the 200 proof grain alcohol of the Big Brother media, regime control media. I'm voting for the New
Very
York
fake
Times.
News.
New York Times is at 19%, 36% for CNN, 35% for MS-13 DNC, 4% for The Wall Street Journal, 5% for The Washington Post.
Yeah, I threw the Wall Street Journal in just because their front page, their news sections have just been totally negative. They have, maybe the editorial page editors and writers are, you know, are at least rhinos. But the reporters are as bad as anybody at the Washington Post or the New York Times. 844-500-4242. Rhubarb says the craziness about that last sound cut is that Friedman proudly admitted it. Yeah. I'm telling you, if somebody had said that about during World War II, well, you know, I don't like Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan, but FDR really sucks. The New Deal was a big mistake, and he's a bad guy. So I'm really torn. You would definitely be fired from any job you ever had. I mean, and no one would ever take you seriously again. And I know he doesn't live in the U.S. So, I mean, he's kind of departed, like all those people who, fled the country to avoid paying their student loans, except he's like probably worth $100 million through his trust funds and his wife's trust funds. But still, to admit that. 844-500-4242. War of choice. This was a war of choice. That's one of their phrases now. This was a war of choice. We chose to spare civilization from nuclear blackmail by these savage Muslim thugs. So that was our choice, and it appears that we've succeeded. I hope so. I hope so. I hope I'm not being Pollyanna here, but I think we're on the right track, and so does the stock market. Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ann.
People thinking that Trump, they'd rather hate Trump than
have society succeed, than have our country, our civilization succeed. Yeah, it's more important for Trump to fail than for Western civilization to prevail.
My father left me with three things, okay? Nothing else, nothing of value, but these three things got me through life. Water seeks its own level, okay? People will always judge you by the people you hang around with. And you have to have a plan no matter what happens to you, okay? Cry for a few minutes and then get your act together. And the third one, you never look under the bed unless you've hidden there yourself, okay? And that's what Trump has. Okay, he has those three things, okay? And Mitt Romney didn't have them. Joe Biden didn't have them. You need someone who is willing to say, oh, no, I don't think so. You know, yeah. You're not doing this to me.
Right. And you need someone who's not going to be a faker. Like, that's what I wrote about in my column today. You know, Mara Healey claims she loves Dunkin' Donuts. Markey claims he loves the so-called Boston Patriots. Kerry claims he was a hunter. He claims he ran in the Boston Marathon. He claims, he's a Red Sox fan. I mean, all these people are phonies. You know, I mean, Trump at least just, he tells you what he's thinking. And he lets the chips fall where they may. And that's why he's been so refreshing. That's why he's won three presidential elections in a row. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 863 says, if Friedman said that during World War II, not only would he have been fired and would have had a difficult time getting any job, he would have gotten his ass beat to boot. Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 617, Rhubarb says, war of choice. Trump chose to clean up the mess of 47 years of feckless administrations and save the planet, Rhubarb. But, you know, he's not the only Democrat. Friedman isn't the only Democrat, rump swab, who, roots for terrorists. Maine, this is from the Jewish Insider about Graham Platner. Maine Senate candidate Graham Platner repeatedly praised the tactics used by Hamas terrorists in comments made about a graphic video of a Hamas raid into Israel in 2014 in which terrorists killed at least 5 soldiers. Looks like an all-around well-executed and successful small unit raid to me, Platner wrote in 2014. So he was glad. He was glad that that the savages were from a strictly professional standpoint, this was a damn fine-looking and successful raid against the superior opponent. I dig it. I dig it. This looks like a pretty audacious plan that worked. A terrorist raid that killed at least five Israeli soldiers. And I'll certainly give credit where credit is due, no matter who they are fighting for. That's Graham Platner, the Senate candidate, the heartthrob of the Bernie bros with his Nazi tattoo, which he first said wasn't a Nazi tattoo, and now he says, well, I got it because I was suffering post-traumatic stress disorder. And by the way, now he's also talked about how blacks are lousy tippers, and everybody in Maine, rural Maine, is a racist. And, of course, he went to Hotchkiss School. He's a working-class kid from the Hotchkiss School, which we used to call the Crotchkiss School. And so it turns out that he's also been thrown around the now forbidden word, the R word, retard. And so he actually had to go on TV the other day in Maine and offer an apology. He hasn't apologized for saying he thought that the Hamas terrorists were doing a great job, but he has had to apologize for using the R word. Cut 11.
I am sorry. I'm sorry that I said it. I am endeavoring to improve every single day. I am not a perfect person, and I continue to try to
No
be
kidding.
Better. I will say that my politics is one of inclusivity and one of showing up for everybody, and I will continue every day to represent that in our policies and in our campaign.
Right. 844-500-4242. Could he win? Could he actually win once people know all these things that he said? All of them? And there's new stuff coming out every day. Or does this make him more popular among the nuts that have moved into Maine? 844-500-4242. Amy in Georgia says, the thing they miss about Trump is that he refuses to lose. Being in business makes failure unacceptable. He also has the strength to will his vision into existence. You notice, too, he doesn't apologize. I've told you the story before about on the plane coming back from Maine when I used the Indian war whoop with the fake Indian at one of his rallies on national TV. And I wasn't going to apologize because I didn't do anything wrong. But he said, just remember, never apologize. Said, remember Jimmy the Greek? Jimmy the Greek was doing okay till he apologized. The guy talked about blacks couldn't swim or something to that effect. And, you know, it's what James Michael Curley said. Never complain, never explain. And that's what that's why he didn't apologize for what he said about the Pope. Nor should he have. Nor should he have. This whole thing about now they're gonna pivot to the Pope. He insulted the Pope, as if they give a bleep what the Pope says, right? When he's talking about abortion or gay marriage. Now someone said yesterday their signs. You know they hang out on the bridges, the overpasses over 128, and some of the other big roads in Massachusetts. And No Kings has been replaced with I Stand With the Pope. I Stand With the Pope. Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do. 844-500-4242.
Howie, unless it comes to abortion. This is the crazy part to me is like they're all claiming now they care about the Catholics again because of this. And they're saying, oh, all Catholics should be offended by this. Well, were the Catholics offended when devout Catholic Joe Biden reversed the Hyde Amendment? Like, wasn't that a big deal?
What about when they weaponized the Justice Department to use the FACE Act to put really devout Catholics in prison, not
right.
in jail, in prison.
And this week, that story barely got any attention, that the DOJ right. proved that that's exactly, they weren't even giving these guys a chance at defending themselves because they weren't revealing the evidence that they even had. And no one cares about it. Instead, they're all like, oh, you, I don't like as a Catholic when people tell me what should offend me. It's like, oh, well, this shouldn't offend you when people make fun of you all the time. But when Trump says something, that's when we care what your opinion is. It's such BS.
I had dinner last night with four. There were four of us, and we were all Catholics. And we were just saying, you know, the people that think Catholics are offended by what Trump said, 99% of them aren't Catholics.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's
Howie, if you had said to me at the beginning of Trump's second term, do you think he's going to get into a fight with the Pope at some point? That would have been the easiest yes of my entire life. The idea that anyone would be surprised that this is happening, you clearly don't understand how he works. It's like, even when they announced the new Pope, everyone kept texting in like, oh, well, you shouldn't like him because of XYZ. And I said, guys, there's going to be plenty of time to have beef with the Pope. Trump is going to fight with him within the near future. And it's like, this is just inevitable.
Yeah, and you know, the thing, I guess he really did meet the Pope's brother, Louis. He was at one of these clubs in Florida, one of the golf clubs. I guess he really did meet him. And, you know, and he also, he told Louis exactly what he said publicly this week, Grace, which is, you know, the only reason your brother's the Pope is because I was elected president.
Yeah, he takes credit for it.
and you know what? I think he's right.
His brother's meeting, the Pope's brother is meeting with POTUS, and the Pope is meeting with David Axelrod. Do I have this correct?
Are we surprised that he likes Lewis more than he likes Robert, or now known as Leo?
And there's a lot of conservatives today who are mad that Trump's response when he was asked about these executions in Iran was, tell the Pope about that. Why don't you tell that to the Pope? And people were acting like that was so out of bounds. I'm like, well, I understand his point. It's like, if you're going to criticize this war of choice, as they keep calling it, we chose not to give Iran nuclear capabilities, then you should also be criticizing the slaughter of 45,000 people. Like, right. you're going to pick and choose. And the thing that bothers me about it, Howie, is, especially with Catholics, it's like, I notice this sometimes with priests, it's like the only time they take a stand is when it's the safest stance. Like, there's nothing courageous to me about speaking out against Donald Trump. It's the safest move of all time.
Right, right. And again, none of these people said anything when they were shutting down the churches and not allowing people to go to mass.
Going after the little sisters of the poor.
At a time, yeah, and now they're going after these sisters in New York who run a terminal hospice because they won't use the proper pronouns, and I mentioned it yesterday. I read the story. It was from one of the more obscure conservative websites. The lawyer said, we haven't had any complaints. They're just deciding to hassle us just for the sake of hassling us. And this is Hochul's administration. And a Hochul, I believe, is a Catholic. But she has to genuflect.
Excuse me, Howie. She's not a Catholic, okay? She's a devout Catholic.
That's right. That's right.
Remember,
she was the one who
used.
held up the crucifix, right, and said, Jesus wants you to get a COVID shot.
Yes.
Jesus
I
wants
about
you
that.
To get a COVID shot and have a stroke, right?
Yes.
Maybe you'll have a stroke, maybe you won't. It's God's will if you have one, though, and die.
The church must be so proud of these devout Catholics representing them so well.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, too.
Yeah.
Nancy, she's another devout Catholic. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks,
Ed. 844-500-4242. Sue, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sue.
Hey, Howie, can you hear me okay? I'm in my car.
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, great. So a friend of mine who likes Graham Flattner says to me the other day, well, you know, anybody does stupid things when they're drunk and in the service, like getting a crazy tattoo. And I said back to him, well, why would you leave it there for 15 years if it was so disturbing
right.
to you?
Right.
And to tell you the truth, Howie, if he gets so much as one vote, Stephen, he will be the next senator from the United from Maine, because that's what the left wants. It's so corrupt up here, Howie.
I understand, Sue. I wonder, you know, Chuck Schumer keeps saying, well, he can't be elected. That's why we have to, you know, back Janet Mills. But I don't think that Chuck Schumer understands just how depraved these newcomers that have invaded Maine in the last few years are, how crazy they are. They're as crazy as any of the people that vote for Michelle Wu. They're as crazy as any of the people who vote for Mandami in New York. They're insane. And they're going to vote for this guy. And like, he's got all these stories about the tattoo. It wasn't a tattoo. It wasn't a Nazi tattoo. And then he covers it up and, you know, turns it into like a dog's head or something. And then he says, it is a Nazi tattoo. Which is it? It's one thing to say, I can't make up my mind whether we should widen the road from two lanes to four lanes or not. This is about getting a tattoo of the Nazis, a death head for the SS, which is the stormtroopers of the Nazi party. And he's you know, having a debate with himself why he got it. And there's a million other instances on social media. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George. There, George? No, George. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi. I was calling to just give my two cents in regard to Trump and the Pope. The Pope only is speaking infallibly when he specifically invokes it. Otherwise, he's just speaking as a political leader, whether that's
right,
as his position as head of the Vatican, or I think that being head of the Catholic Church is political. And I've been a faithful, every Sunday practicing Catholic my whole life.
Agreed.
But I'm smart enough to know that that's the case. And I'm sick of these Catholic pick and choose, because there's no practicing faithful Catholic that endorses abortion, no matter what.
Right.
Right of choice. Catholics don't get to say that. If you say that, then you're not a practicing faithful Catholic. And you can't just wave the Pope flag when it suits your purposes because you have Trump derangement syndrome.
Right. These are cafeteria Catholics, which I think is a really accurate description of them. And, you know, 774 says, remember how worried they were about what Catholics thought when they did the drag queen Last Supper for the Olympics? That's a good point. How about when they had the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence at the L.A. Dodgers game? The Dodgers have a huge Hispanic fan base, you know, in L.A. And, you know, it's probably 60-70% Catholic, and they have these guys in drag pretending to be nuns, and a lot of Dodgers fans were appalled, and they didn't give a bleep. They didn't give a flying bleep at a rolling donut what the Catholics thought then. Thanks for the call, Mary. For 7 years, you've heard me talk about how beautiful Nauset Beach is. It's the only lodging on the Cape Cod National Seashore. Today, Friday, April 17th, until midnight, or when sold out, owner Dave Hinchey is making you an offer you cannot afford to pass up. Go to NausetBeachInn.com and click on store. You can save 50% on a gift certificate with code Howie. There are only about 100 of these available, and you only have until midnight, so take advantage of this, or you'll be sad when you want to go down there and you have to pay full price. But you must click the apply coupon button after entering code Howie at checkout to lock in your reduced price. The gift certificate can be used any time of year. Nauset Beach Inn is pet friendly. Nauset Beach Inn has an ocean view from every room, as well as a fireplace. This is the perfect Mother or Father's Day gift for anyone you know who would enjoy a memorable getaway to the Cape. This special 50% deal ends tonight at midnight. I love the Nauset Beach Inn. Jared and Grace have also stayed there, and they love it too. My daughter Carolyn takes my grandkids daily to the beach when she visits the inn every August. When you visited Nauset Beach Inn once, you'll know it's a place that you want to go back to over and over again. Find out why we all love it so much. Go to NausetBeachInn.com and get your 50% off gift certificate now with code Howie. Don't forget to click Apply Coupon after entering code Howie at checkout. Nauset Beach Inn, a short drive to a vacation that feels far, far away. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
978 says Hochul wore the stupid vaxxed necklace. Didn't she also say Jesus would want you to take the vaccine? I think she did. I think she actually said that at a church one Sunday. She is so inexcusably and exhaustively stupid. She is the very definition of somewhere and a village is missing its idiot. Yeah, she's terrible. She's terrible. Where were all these Catholics when these idiotic governors like Waltz, like Parker in Massachusetts, like Cuomo, a Catholic, when they shut down all of the religious services for the only, and I know allegedly for health reasons, but we all know what it was about politics. It was about defeating Trump. Come on, Caesar was shutting down the temples, the religious houses of worship. And then they said nothing. Nothing. Now they're angry because the president had a disagreement with the Pope. And someone says, what state is the Pope from? That says it all. He's from Illinois. Yeah. Christine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christine.
Yes. The Catholic Church should be the last to cast any stone. They turned for a long time, too long, a blind eye and a deaf ear towards all the pedophilia going on within their ranks. So they have no reason to criticize anybody, in my opinion.
I agree. And you know, and again, if you stay in your lane, you know, I mean, Trump has no reason to criticize him if he's just making a religious pronouncement. But when he makes a political statement, then Trump has every right, as an American, he has freedom of speech. He's protected by the First Amendment, just like the Pope is. And for them to say, oh, how dare he? Come on. Cut the crap. Who's, you know, it's just Trump derangement syndrome. It's like, you know, we have, you know, maybe we haven't yet rid the world of this menace, of this horrible theocratic medieval Muslim terrorist regime in Tehran. But we've at least put it back on its heels and set it back for any number of years. And that's a good thing, isn't it? When you get right down to it. How about Whitmer mocking communion by serving Doritos? Another one who was never punished.